With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the military campaign against Iran is ahead of schedule.
The Navy is gone. 24 ships in 3 days. That's a lot of ships. Their anti-aircraft weapons are gone. So they have no air force. They have no air defense. All of their airplanes are gone. Their communications are gone. Missiles are gone. Launches are gone, about 60% and 64% respectively. Other than that, they're doing quite well.
The House of Representatives has rejected an effort to stop the Trump administration's war against Iran.
By a tally of 219 to 212, House lawmakers voted down a war powers resolution one day after the Senate rejected a similar measure. The resolution would have limited President Trump's power to continue major combat operations against Iran and required that any hostilities against Iran be authorized by Congress.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A sex scandal has GOP leaders calling for a Texas congressman to drop his bid for re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and the GOP leadership are calling for Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas to withdraw from his re-election race. That's after he admitted to having an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. The Republican leadership announced its decision on Thursday. Earlier, the House Ethics Committee had announced a planned investigation into Gonzalez's conduct. Bob Agnew reporting.
A rough day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 784 points, the Nasdaq dropping 58, the S&P lower by 38, oil up over $5 to $79.71 a barrel. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Indiana.
The Brownsburg Community Schools Corporation will pay John Kluge $650,000. He was forced out after refusing to refer to transgender students by their chosen pronouns. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Kluge and says, quote, "This settlement confirms what the law has always said. Public schools cannot force teachers to violate their religious beliefs. Schools should learn that refusing to accommodate religious employees can be expensive." Michael Harrington reporting.
Israelis continue to celebrate the Jewish holidays even as the war with Iran continues. This week's celebration of Purim, which is usually marked by boisterous street parades and costume parties, featured activities inside bomb shelters. In Tel Aviv, people of all ages wearing Purim costumes streamed into a mall's underground parking lot that also functions as a bomb shelter for the traditional reading of the Purim story. This is SRN News. Oil prices rise, and that has caused the markets to sink. We are more on the down day on Wall Street from business correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks sank on Wall Street after the price of oil spiked to its highest level since 2024. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended with a loss of 784 points. That's about 1.6%. The Dow had been down more than 1,100 points. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day. That helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as bond investors got a bit more worried about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.14%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.